beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bollocks?
Robbie Bob. Good morning.
Good morning. Last year, do you remember I did the Halloween special?
Oh, you did too. Happy Halloween, everyone, yeah.
And I sort of covered it like from Stingy Jack the Cabbage Day, and I had another look at it the other day. And
fantastic.
If you want to listen to it, just go to the podcast because it's well worth a listen. Yeah. So today, what I've done is I've come up with facts that are going to stay with you all day or longer.
Yeah, facts!
Right, the first one, Harriet the Giant Tortoise, who died in 2006, had seen Charles Darwin in person.
Wow.
Yep.
How old was Harriet?
I don't know.
Harriet's is the name of that tortoise. Harriet.
Harriet. That's what I said.
Harriet. Harriet. I'm just saying, who called it? Who looked at the tortoise and said, oh, you're Harriet.
You know who invented that word? Shakespeare.
Shut up.
Right. She was collected by him during his 1835 visit to the Galapagos Islands as part of his round the world survey expedition, transported to England, and then brought to a
1835.
Or, wow. Nearly 20 to 7.
Wow, 1835.
Yeah. Brought to her final resting place in Australia by the retiring captain of the Beagle. Now, fantastic. When I checked it out, please check it out because there's a lovely photograph of Steve Irwin,
I love Steve Irwin.
With Harriet.
Cool.
So that was really, really good. Now, this.
Giving her a headlock or something.
Yeah. Poor thing had arthritis and he just jumped on it. This is my favourite fact of all year, and it's quite simple, but Betty White is older...
Can I do a snare drum?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like an endless snare. You just have to give me a second.
Yeah.
I mean, all year, favourite fact.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
One moment, please.
Okay, go on then.
Okay, we've got a couple we can use here. There we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Fact of the year so far.
Betty White is older than sliced bread.
Really?
Yeah. She was born in 1922.
So who is this? Betty White, the actress?
No.
From Golden Girls, absolutely brilliant.
She's a real card.
She was born in 1922, and by contrast, the first commercially provided automatically sliced loaves weren't made until 1928. When I read that,
fact of the year so far.
Without a doubt, beats head transplants and octopuses and everything.
Just Betty White, she's still. I just looked at a picture of her. She's still acting like
she's right.
Fairly recently. Yeah.
She's quite the card.
Yeah.
She's a funny actress.
Yeah.
She's a really good actress, and she's well aware of how old she is,
and she doesn't care.
Oh no, just loves it.
So, yeah, that's going to stick with you. You're going to wake up at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning and go, yeah.
It's funny, that sort of thing. There's one of the ones I gave you that dinosaurs weren't discovered until like 1823 or something like that, and George Washington died when he was 1799, and the fact was George Washington didn't know there were such things as dinosaurs.
Do you know what?
That's crazy, yeah.
When I was looking at dinosaur facts, that one of the reasons why people believe in dragons is because in the Middle Ages, when they discovered dinosaur remains, they had no idea what they were, and that fueled dragon thing.
Right. Okay. Mammoths, woolly mammoths were still alive when they were building the pyramids.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what was the other woolly mammoth fact that I knew about woolly mammoths?
But they're not actually woolly.
What are they, twiny?
Yeah.
Ropey.
Yeah.
Just dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Condition your hair, man.
Okay, this is another real good one. Some of the world's whales have been alive to... Oh, some of the world's whales that are alive today were born before Moby Dick was written.
When was Moby Dick written?
1851.
Wow. It's the longest...
Well, bowhead whales are believed to have a lifespan of more than 200 years.
Wow.
So some of them could be actually...
It's a lot to do in 200 years, isn't it?
Well, I hope they still are alive because of what...
They are, but I mean, I don't know how many there are, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got a memory of whales. That's a lot. I wonder what they remember. I wonder what things prioritised.
Probably, I wish they hadn't written that book.
Chased by Japanese.
Yeah, I wish they hadn't written that book about Moby Dick, probably. Yeah. right now, this one really played with my head. Right, since it takes about 50 milliseconds for visual information to process in your brain, by the time you actually see something, it happened in the past.
That's good. That's good to know. That means you're always on the go.
But I was actually thinking about that yesterday. Is that the same with sound? If you listen to something, how quickly when you listen to it, or is that instant?
No. That must be because it's waves, so it must be, Yeah.
And
everything's happening just before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is the last one.
Must mean we're going at quite a clip.
Yeah. If you compress the entire history of everything going back to the Big Bang into a calendar year, all of human history would only take up to just a little more than the last minute of the last hour of the last day of the year.
Yeah, how about that?
And we've actually destroyed the planet in probably like a millisecond.
Yeah, I'm really starting to panic about that now, actually. I'm getting climate change panic. Not that I haven't been panicked about it before, but keep it real. No, every day gets closer and closer. Every day there's more hints of you dicks. Yeah. You've ruined the world. And
but it's not too late. It's not too late to change it.
It's not too late to change it. And but every day I look at someone who's not been bothering to do anything about it and go.
I had this row with someone the other day because I'm quite proud of the fact I bought myself a shopping bag.
Yeah.
Good job.
I'll go around telling everybody, and this person said, it's a bit too late for that, mate.
Well, it's actually quite difficult if you don't have a shopping bag now because lots of supermarkets don't have plastic bags for you.
I'm such a loser. I just chuck it all in the trolley and then just wheel the trolley out and chuck it all in the boot of the car and just take it one by one out of the boot of the car.
Oh, see, that is just...
Save bags all over the show.
Great, good on you for saving bags, but do you really want to take item by item into your house?
I want to know when we start actually taking plastic off all those items.
I know.
So much plastic packaging.
You walk through the supermarket and it's like, yeah, we're not using plastic bags, but everything is wrapped.
Everything. Oh, every single thing.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Every single thing.
Enjoy your next supermarket trip.
Oh, God.
Every single thing. Every single company that uses plastic needs to think.
Yeah.
Think and take action.
Yes, please do.
Thank you, Rob.
No, thank you.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.